If you think about, you know, government agencies right now, they need to comply with FISMA, the Federal Information Security Management Act rules that deal with reporting on how they go about to protect their information systems. But it doesn't really check what the information systems are doing. It's basically checking off, yes, we do this, we do that. Continuous monitoring is using tools to be actually measure and observe what the computer systems are doing. Now, to be sure, continuous monitoring doesn't mean constant monitoring. It's not being done constantly. The State Department, for example, does it about once a day. It's checking its servers and PCs through its international network. And it's, you know, sometimes it may do it every 3 days, but their aim is basically to do it once a day, maybe perhaps slightly more.
And it's different. I mean, FISMA requires that you do essentially an annual report. And I know there was a little bit of buzz around the cybersecurity world, people saying, hold on, this is continuous monitoring is something outside of FISMA. My sense is that this is just an expansion of what FISMA it tells you to do.
Well, I would say it's more than an expansion. I think this is the direction that the government is going.
Right.
OMB has put out directives that move in this direction. They're providing tools to make continuous monitoring possible. If you look at several of the cybersecurity bills before Congress right now, they talk about doing this kind of real-time monitoring, or at least continuous monitoring.
And I think people hear continuous monitoring and they think, oh my goodness, this is 24/7 down to the minute kind of thing. And as you said, it's not necessarily that. It's just a more ongoing. This cybersecurity isn't just an annual check, for goodness sakes.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is, as I said before, at the moment, not constant. Maybe one day the technology will be there to be able to do that. But if I give you an example of how the difference between the traditional way of complying through FISMA, where you would check off and say there would be an area that would check off that we do patches of IT systems to make sure that they're updated with their security software. Well, with continuous monitoring, the agency would be automatically alerted about whether a system or a PC or a server has received the patch.
Yeah.
So it's not as if they're just saying, yes, we're doing it, and whether or not they do or not. They can actually tell if it's being done.
And one of the folks that is doing a really good job of this is at the State Department, the Chief Information Security Officer there, John, I'll mess up his last name, I believe it's Stufelt, right?
Stryfert.
Has really done a pretty good job of instituting this continuous monitoring approach, and they've seen real results from it.
Yes, they have. In fact, he's a rock star, I think, among government CISOs, and people are turning to him to get advice. Yeah, they, you know, one statistic they give is that when you compare the continuous monitoring to their FISMA requirements, they say that they have reduced by, I guess, about 90% the measurable risks that they have.
And that's really the goal here, is to reduce that risk.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The one thing that's interesting, though, is one number that's been mentioned a lot has been the amount of money that the State Department has spent on compliance under FISMA, and they estimate that over a six-year period, they spent $133 million on these, as Stryfert will call them, the three-ring binders that they submit to show that they're secure. Now, he didn't give me, when I last communicated with him, he didn't give me a price tag on what this cost, but it's not cheap.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's a certain disruption that goes on. I mean, he said that under FISMA, they had something like 60 writers of these CNA reports, where now they have a workforce of 4,100 plus technicians. It's becoming more technical to go to continuous monitoring than use doing the FISMA requirements. And that raises some concerns among some workers. I was talking a week or so ago to Jerry Davis. He's the Chief Information Security Officer at NASA, and they're starting to go toward continuous monitoring. And he said there's some concern, especially from middle management areas, about the change. New change is always disruptive, and he feels that he's educating people and they're getting the buy-in they need. But he does say that people maybe are worried about their jobs, and he feels it's his personal responsibility to make sure that the people who need to learn these new skills to do continuous monitoring get that training, that so they won't lose their jobs.
That because it is a different skill set than what has been going on. Yeah. And parts of continuous monitoring are even written into the Lieberman-Collins bill that seems to be making its way through the Senate.
Yes, it is. And the whole approach to IT security is changing. Another part of that bill, something that Tom Carper, who's one of the co-sponsors of that bill, is pushing, is the idea of Red Hat attacks, where you have these friendly hackers who come into the system and try to deal with that. And that's being written into the law, too. It'll probably be more effective, but it's not going to be an easy transition. You know, changing government is never easy.